You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Helmville, Montana is a little ranching community in the Blackfoot River drainage on the edge of the Garnet Mountains. That's where I met Pat Gary. It was the day before her 94th birthday, and she was sitting at the organ in Helmville's Catholic Church practicing hymns before Sunday service, as she has for the last 66 years.
It has been very rewarding all my life. I've been rewarded with good friends, a wonderful family, and I don't know what more I could ask. I don't want to end a sentence in a preposition because I am a teacher.
Pat still teaches singing and dancing at the Helmville School. She wasn't educated as a teacher, but she was pressed into service during World War II, and she's been doing it ever since.
Oh, and we had sometimes 32 students in school, and now we're down to about 12. So we're suffering that way. And what happens is there's not enough money in ranching to support a large family, so a lot of them have to, when they grow up, they have to leave Helmville. Life has changed a lot. At one time, we had two grocery stores, and now we have no grocery stores. You can get a gallon of milk at the bar, and that's about as much groceries as you can get. So I buy less milk.
Over the last few decades, Helmville's population has shrunk, but it's still a tightly knit community. On the day I visited, the entire congregation of the church crowded into a little room to celebrate Pat Gary's birthday.
Helmville, it's a wonderful community. They're always got your back. It doesn't matter what happens, they're there for you. And we do have our little squabbles, you know. We might have a little fight over water or something like that, but you know, right down there at the bottom line, they're going to be there for you every time.
Like a lot of the people in this area, Pat and her late husband, Jack, worked at several different jobs to make ends meet. For decades, the Garys were part of a band that performed almost every Saturday night throughout the Blackfoot River drainage and beyond. They'd bring their daughters with them. The girls would sleep in lawn chairs on the stage while their parents performed.
We played in Helmville, Ovando, Gold Creek, and Sealy Lake. We played all over the place. And we played for $10 a piece at night. $10, and we'd start at 10 o'clock. We'd play until 3. It was but then they'd pass the hat, and we'd have to play. One time my husband played till 6 o'clock in the morning, and the only time he quit then is because they had to go home and milk the cows.
They played schottisches, polkas, rags, ballads, and popular songs, and a few original tunes, like the Helmville Waltz, a composition of Pat's.
One time, we were playing the 12th Street Rag, and a man from Deer Lodge dropped dead. I don't know whether it was our playing or what, but he was dead on the floor. And so then they picked him up and carried him out, and we went around on playing. We didn't know what had happened. So that was it. I don't know. But we had a lot of experiences, a lot of wonderful, happy memories I have.
Pat and her husband performed right up to the beginning of the rock and roll era, but they couldn't compete with the new sound.
That did us in. I don't do rock and roll. I rock and I roll, but I don't play it. I have a theory about music. If you can't play it, or you can't hum it, or you can't sing it, it's not music. It isn't music. It's just to get up there and shout and holler and jump around, and that's about it. To sum it all up, I've had a very happy, wonderful life. I don't regret one thing. I guess maybe I regret the years that I wasn't in Helmville. But outside of that, I don't have any regrets. I look back, I don't know that I would have changed anything in the course of my life. So life is good. Like I said, I have a light in the bathroom and water coming into the house. What more do I want?
You've been listening to Pat Gehry in Helmville, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of today's program, to subscribe to our podcast, or to listen to and download over 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.